T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, did you hear about this? The head of Planned Parenthood is out. She was ousted. You know what? How about this? She was terminated. After 8 months? I like that language better, terminated. She was terminated after 8 months. And in her own words, the whole thing went down at a secret meeting of the PPFA board. Well, okay, but what? This is all over the news. Well, she's out. They kicked her out. And she's like, well, you know, we had different philosophical positions on where the agency is headed. What went on here? No one wants to say, have you noticed? Well, BuzzFeed got to the bottom of it. Are you ready for this? No, brace yourself, really. Why the head of Planned Parenthood was ousted? Because she refused to admit that men could have abortions too. Trans women. So that's men who are transitioning to women. She refused to use the language. They kicked her out because when a certified medical doctor, so you'd think she'd know, wouldn't say that trans women can have abortions too. Now, according to her, the reason that she wouldn't use trans-inclusive language, for example, saying people instead of women, was because she is a strong believer in what the left calls abortion rights. And she didn't want to isolate and alienate people from Planned Parenthood, who otherwise would be supportive of the mission. She didn't want to isolate people in the Midwest. She said, listen, you know, we're basically, look, we're an abortion facility. That is controversially enough. We don't need to alienate allies, by insisting that men should be, you know, have rights to have abortions too. One person on Twitter, some guy who called Mark the barbecue addict. You know what he tweeted? Dr. Wen was aborted for not being crazy enough. How poetic. So if you're going to lead one of these liberal organizations now, like Planned Parenthood, you have to be, you know, willing to state for the record that, you know, men who are physically men can have abortions too. And you have to be willing to serve that. You do. By the way, and I told you this is where this was going. This is, remember Julian Castro at the Democrat debate? There's another one of those coming up, by the way. I can't wait. I have never been so excited about a political event in my life. Julian Castro explained that men have a right to their abortions, too.
I believe in reproductive justice. And, you know, what that means is that just because a woman, or let's also not forget someone in the trans community, a trans female, is poor, doesn't mean they shouldn't have the right to exercise that right to choose.
You know what I want to know? Here's what I want to know. I want to see the internal policy. I want to understand this. When one of these trans women, who's a man, comes to Planned Parenthood, you're a doctor, like Dr. Wen is, and they say, I want an abortion, and they're fully intact. I mean, males, right? I mean, they haven't. I mean, they're not pregnant. What do you do? Do you give them the abortion drug? Most abortions are done now chemically, the earlier stage ones. I mean, what do you do? I had somebody email me about this from a medical facility in Greenville. I have to be careful because I don't want to out this person. They asked me not to give any details. Because I asked this question last time with Julian Castro. I mean, what do you do when you work for a politically correct organization and a guy, like a dude, still's got the, you know, equipment between his legs. You check down there. Whoop, yep, there it is. He's intact, but he thinks he's a woman. What do you do when somebody like that shows up and wants an abortion? What do you do as a doctor? And this person said, we have had that happen, and they just pretend with them. They didn't elaborate on whether they give them the drugs or what, but they just pretend. So, yeah. So, anyway, I got a question. Suppose I work for one of these organizations and schizophrenic walks in. And they're seeing things that they are convinced are there. Do I have to go along with, oh, yeah, 4-foot purple butterflies. I can see them, too. Let me get a fly swatter. I wonder. I would love to see this in writing. What is the protocol for a male abortion? And don't you love it? If a man is a biologically intact male, right, and he wants an abortion, then by God, he's got a right to an abortion. To the point where Planned Parenthood is now mandating, you can't say women who want abortions, you have to say people. Well, wait. If a man can have a say in his own abortion, why can't he have a say about the murder of his baby by the woman who's carrying it? I don't know, just questions I'm asking. But anyway, that's why the leader of Planned Parenthood is really out, Dr. Leanna Wennett. And again, she is very committed to abortion. She just thinks they're going to have a hard time selling abortion as fabulous if they alienate people by insisting that men can have abortions too. That's why Planned Parenthood, Leanna Wennett was terminated in her 8th month. I mean, at the organization. I wonder, like, what are the indications for the female abortion medication? I mean, is a male body okay after they take? I mean, I guess. I don't know. Here's another tweet online. What women get abortions? Biological women, no one else. And yeah, she's right. People are not terribly interested in a group whose numbers are barely statistical margin error levels. I'm just reading the reaction. And ooh, I love this one. I guess trans people matter more than Asian women in the hierarchy of wokeness. Well, clearly. All right. So if you're a medical professional, I'd love to hear from you. Is this, I mean, are y'all going along with something? You just pretend? Oh, yeah, you're totally pregnant. And here's a question. I'm a woman. If I came into an abortion clinic claiming I was pregnant, but I'm not, and I want an abortion because I just think it'd be cool. Do you have to pretend to give one to me, or is that just men who want to pretend they're pregnant? Do I get a bill for that at the end?
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.